This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Homeless families in Macomb will have a place to turn to without the worry of having to split up. Genesis Garden just completed renovations on a house and plans to welcome the first families by the end of next week. Genesis Garden is a grassroots organization dedicated to increased awareness and elimination of poverty. John Curtis is the group's executive director. He says Genesis Garden bought the house on East Carroll Street about 5 years ago.
The bones were pretty solid. We had to do some foundation work, but otherwise, it was just such a beautiful old house that we thought, you know, the structure's good. Let's see if we can save it. And of course, I only came on in February, so I've been, you know, building on the shoulders of the people who did the work before then.
What's the purpose of this house? How will this be used?
Well, in Macomb and in the region, we've got a women's shelter and a men's shelter. And especially the women's shelter is just constantly full. And there's no place that a family can come and live together. And also, there hasn't been a place where somebody who has mobility issues can come. So if you have a family member who, you know, needs a wheelchair access, there really hasn't been any place.
So how many families do you think you can put up here at one time?
We're set up for 4 families right now.
How large? Are you talking like mom, dad, couple kids?
Right. So we have different sized units. So we have one unit that's called our suite, which has 2 rooms, and we think that we could have a family as large as 8 people in it. The room that we're standing in right now, we think we could have 4 or 5. We've got one real small room in the corner that might be just one adult and one child. You know, it depends. We can accommodate different sized families.
The fact that this house is near the downtown, was that important at all?
It really is important. You know, somebody without a car can get to the downtown. We're about 30 steps from Walgreens here, and you can really walk anywhere from this part of town.
John Curtis is executive director of Genesis Garden in Macomb. He took over the role about a year ago. Curtis ran for state representative in 2016 and 2018 and says the campaign opened his eyes to the level of poverty in the region. Genesis Garden board president Melissa Calhoun says she got involved with homelessness in Macomb nearly 10 years ago.
There were about 35 families that were losing their housing at the Shade Tree Trailer Park in the summer of 2010. And so I was involved with that and was really recognized that the community needed both emergency shelter and shelter for families where families could stay together. So this was an important part of what we learned and what came out of that experience there at Shade Tree.
What do you think as you walk through here?
I am thrilled. The house has a really nice feel to it. It has a combination of the aesthetics of an old house, but it's very functional, and there's so much light in here. And it feels comfortable to me, and I'm really hopeful that it will feel comfortable and safe for families who come to stay here.
Are you surprised at all that there's such a need in a community the size of Macomb?
I think not. I mean, we're talking about 60% of our grade school children who are eligible for free and reduced lunch, which means they're living pretty close to the poverty line. And all it takes for somebody to lose their housing is to have some unexpected crisis. The car breaks down, or there's a sudden job loss, which has happened to a number of people in this community. Or like the trailer park, if your landlord suddenly shifts things on you and you don't have resources to pay for a new space, there's a problem. There's just not a backlog of money, a safety net for people.
Melissa Calhoun is president of the Genesis Garden Board of Directors. The organization plans to open a family shelter in the 300 block of East Carroll Street in Macomb by the end of January. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.